Dear Facilitator, here is the fifth in our series of 5-minute recordings which are designed to help you as you facilitate your group. Today I want to look at outcome number one, but because this is probably the longest of the outcomes, it will require 4 sessions. This will therefore be part one. Before we start, may I remind you that when you enrolled your group, you will have received comprehensive notes on each of the outcomes. If you did not receive them for some reason, please contact us and we will happily resend them. Here are a few important reminders. Those notes are for facilitators and should not be distributed to the students. The comprehensive notes are called one way to teach the reformer outcomes because there are many ways and you should not feel obliged to use them if you have a different way that you prefer. Remember, it is not how you get there, but at the end of the process, the students must be able to successfully do what each outcome requires. There are also many other resources listed on our website. We are trying to keep this as simple as possible, so that as many people as possible can benefit. The notes give much more information than you need, but it's important that you as the facilitator have as much information as possible so that you can teach the outcomes effectively. Simply select those aspects that help you teach them well. For each outcome, we've listed the Bible readings. It is very important that the students actually read the stories in the Bible themselves and not just listen to them when you teach them. Reading the Bible must become an ingrained part of their lives. You can tell them which passages to read before each session. So let's begin with the first outcome. Recount the main events in the Old Testament and share the stories of at least 10 of the main characters in the Old Testament. Note, this outcome will take you longer than most of the others, but it is time well spent because it lays the foundation for so many of the others. By the end of the third or the fourth session you will need for this outcome, the students will have received 10 of the main events and 10 of the characters in the Old Testament. But in order to pass this outcome, each student, without the others being present in the class, must be able to tell you 5 main events in the Old Testament, as well as the stories of 5 of the main characters. As you know, there are many stories in the Old Testament, and there are many characters, but this outcome emphasizes the main ones. So how do we decide which ones to choose? Well, some events and some characters are absolutely central in that what happened to them or because of what they did, and they profoundly affected God's dealings with Israel and in some cases the world as we know it. For this reason, we wouldn't choose events or characters that receive very little attention. For example, the king Atalia. So here is a possible list. Creation, the Trinity. The fall, Adam and Eve. The flood, Noah. The Abrahamic covenant, Abraham. The Exodus, Moses. Israel chooses a king, Saul. David's reign, David. The judges, Samuel. The exile, Daniel. The prophets, Isaiah. As you can clearly see, it's impossible to cover every single person or event, but we will focus on one in each category, and we can briefly mention the others and encourage the students to go and read about them. So let's begin with creation. The Bible reading, please read Genesis 1 and 2. Do not assume that because it's a well-known story that each person has read the actual text in the Bible. The story in these 2 chapters is very easy to understand and very straightforward. It is not helpful at this level that we are teaching to go into the various arguments about how long a day was, etc. But it is important to note that all 3 members of the Trinity were present. Verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And Colossians 1:16 says about Christ, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. The fact that God rested on the seventh day is important. God's instructions in 2:16 and 17 are very important as we prepare for the story of the fall. Also important is 2:24, which clearly states that God's definition of marriage is one man and one woman marry and then have sexual relations.